Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on May 21 regarding Walter Suazo, S-U-A-Z-O. Walter Suazo is a 48-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 10-29-20, but he was stepping backwards in his truck and twisted his ankle and fell to the floor. But as a result, he believes he injured his foot but did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation but remains unaware of his final diagnosis, period. He states surgery for his knee was offered, but he declined. He did not undergo any injections and has completed his course of active treatment. Period. New paragraph. Per his claim petition, Mr. Suazo asserted he fell from his truck on 10-29-20, injuring his left ankle and left knee. Period. New paragraph. Treatment records show was seen at Concentra on 11-3-20, complaining of pain in the left knee and ankle. Appeared he was trying to open the door of a container at work and fell on the floor on Wednesday, 10-29-20. Period. He was examined and found to have ecchymosis on the medial left ankle associated with swelling. Period, he had limited range of motion and strength due to pain. Period. He was diffusely tender over the anterior left knee, although the appearance was normal. Period, there was full range of motion without pain and strength was normal on the left side. Period. He was diagnosed with left knee and ankle sprains for which he was initiated on physical therapy. Period. He followed up over the next few weeks through 12-22-20. Period. On that occasion, he was approximately 75% of the way towards meeting the physical requirements of his job. Period. He was utilizing ibuprofen. Period. He had tenderness and swelling at the lateral malleolus. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Suazo was seen on 1-18-21 by podiatrist Dr. Grant. Period. He diagnosed left knee and ankle sprains. Period. He referred the petitioner for additional imaging. Period. On 2-19-21, MRI of the left knee was done to be inserted here. Period. The same day, he had an MRI of the left ankle to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, Mr. Suazo was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Corradino, C-O-R-R-A-D-I-N-O, on 3-11-21. Period. He related physical therapy was helping. Period. Clinical exam and review of his MRI studies was accomplished. Period. Dr. Corradino rendered a diagnosis of medial meniscal tear of the left knee as well as left lateral ankle sprain. Period. They discussed treatment options, including knee surgery. Period. He did participate in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. His progress was monitored by Dr. Corradino through 6-2-21. Period. He felt slight improvement. Period. The patient changed his mind about surgery on the left knee and wanted to continue with the home exercise program. Period. His pain today was mild at 3/10. period. Physical exam. The evaluation was conducted in the presence of a bilingual medical chaperone / scribe to assist with translation. Paired extremities lower. He remained in his jeans, simply rolling them up. Paired. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Paired. Motion of the right knee was full with crepitus, but no tenderness. Paired. Motion of the left knee, as well as both hips and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Paired. Knees normal, feet and ankles normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral normal, gait maneuvers normal. Impressions on 10/29/20, Walter Suazo evidently slipped and fell out of his truck, injuring his left lower extremity. Period. He went to Consensual on 11/3/20 and was found to have bruising and swelling. Period. They initiated him on conservative care with partial response. Period. He then was seen by podiatrist Dr. Grant on 1/18/21. Period. At his referral, Mr. Suazo underwent MRI studies of the left knee and ankle to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. He was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Corradino. Period. Physical therapy was then rendered. Period. At one point, Mr. Suazo agreed with the plan to pursue surgical intervention on his left knee, but then changed his mind. Period. His last visit with Dr. Corradino was on 6/2/21. Period. New paragraph. The current exam. I found there to be full range of motion of the left knee and ankle. Period. There was crepitus on the contralateral right knee. Period. The provocative maneuvers at the knees and ankle were negative. Period. Ambulated with physiologic gait and could perform provocative gait maneuvers without difficulty. Period. New paragraph. There is 5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg. Period. This is for the orthopedic residuals of the internal derangement seen at his knee. Period. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot. Period. End.